Hey, everybody, it's Leslie.
And Mike.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Mike makes fun of me because that's how I open my podcast. Hey, friend. Say it again, Mike.
Hey, friend.
That's not how I say it.
I know, but I like making fun of you.
It's pretty funny when you do that. I'll see him in the hallway and he goes,
hey, friend.
Makes me laugh every single time. Oh, well, welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. This is our bi-monthly reading of the Friday Night Beer Blog. We started this thing back during the pandemic. I was writing a blog, and Mike and I decided to sit out back, drink a beer, and I read it to him.
And I critique it, and I tell her how she could improve it.
No, I think more than anything, you were kind of giving the male perspective of what I was writing about. Because it was a lot of female stuff.
Interesting.
You think? Sounds good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'll go with that.
All right. Were you ready for this week's action? I got a little pre-Valentine's Day blog for you.
Oh.
You ready?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Okay, so Valentine's Day is, what day is it? Is it on?
14th.
Well, I know it's the 14th.
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give me something?
Not yet. Are you kidding me?
I still got two days. Are you going to make me a card?
You know, I don't know. Cards are such waste of money. I mean.
Well, if you make them, they're free.
True, but it's more about what I say rather than what I write. I'm more of a sayer than a writer.
I'm a lover,
not a fighter.
You're more of a sayer.
Yeah, because I don't
Keep
want any documentation.
Yeah, you don't want it in writing anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
In case
someone
you change
would look
your mind.
Back at time. You remember when you said this? You didn't mean that. Well, that was 20 years ago.
Right. That's funny. All right. So this week's Friday Night Beer blog is brought to you by Mile Wide Beer Company, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Ian loaded us up on beer last night.
He did.
I owe money. We don't even have to go down there and buy the beer anymore.
Yeah, it's like
since we have a runner.
We have a runner for food, for coffee, and for beer.
But we have to pay for his.
Yeah, that's a small price.
And we never have to leave the house, basically.
True.
Let's do that. But yeah, Mile Wide Beer Company. What are we drinking tonight, Mike?
We've had, we started out with one of their new pale ales.
Yeah.
Called Patchwork.
Patchwork.
Which, the only reason why I'm drinking a pale ale and not an IPA is because it's made with Mosaic hops, which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And it's light, but it was good.
Yeah.
And then we went to a West Coast IPA, the Catalina Breeze.
It's a Catalina Breeze.
Oh,
I believe. Yeah. I saw the can.
Catalina Clouds is the hazy version.
Okay. So is this new?
No.
I mean, we've had it before.
It just came out.
Okay. That's what I meant.
And then the last one we've been drinking is a new one this year, the Centauri.
I like that one.
Yeah. It's good.
I haven't had that tonight.
It's a Northeast IPA. It's good. Yeah. That's what I'm on.
Yeah.
And you're still on the West Coast because you're slow.
Well, no, it's because I got a blog to read.
Well, I don't know. You're always in your phone flipping through stuff, and I'm drinking.
Says you. All right. So, are you ready for this week? Are you ready for this week's blog? Blag.
Yes.
Entry. All right. Let me pull her up here. Here we are. So this week's Friday Night Beer Block, you know what number it is? You looked already.
No, and it's like 90-something.
93.
Mm. Yeah, because yeah. Last week, or what? A couple weeks ago, it was 92.
Yes. Very good.
I can all count right. Backwards.
If I smack you, can people
will they
see
hear
me?
That?
So, yes. The title of this week's beer blog is Rewriting the Rules of Hot or Not as We Age as a Couple.
Like temperature-wise?
You sure. Friday Night Beer Blog number 93. What is today? February the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's February 10th, 2023, the 93rd official Friday Night Beer Blog, a special Valentine's episode of the FMBB. As we age, what at one time was hot may now be not.
I notice how as we age and you've got your font increased, it's a very big font.
Right here?
Everywhere.
No, it's the same as it always is. And what we thought was not sexy at one point in our lives could be a real turn on today.
Hmm.
Like in most things, our tastes change the more years we put on. A lot of it may have to do with life experiences and wisdom. But when we as couples get to our midlife years, one thing is true. We get to a sort of a do-over, even with each other. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't.
No, you've done your do-over, but I'm your do-over.
Oh, no, not like that.
I haven't done it.
I'm talking about in the midlife years. Okay, subheading.
You always take me so little.
Subheading. Ah, the good old teens and 20s. Remember the high school days when the only requirements for hot was if he had Sean Cassidy hair, looked good in jeans, and had a car, and any car would do. And he absolutely paid no attention to you whatsoever. Those are the ones that would drive you crazy.
Oh, that's a trick right there, yeah.
If any other nice guy seemed too easy to talk to you or seemed too eager to talk to you, he had no chance. For some reason, we wanted the one that treated us like crap. So true. Then, in our 20s, it became more about, did he have any money, a job, a place to live that wasn't his mother's house? And was the sex good? If we found someone that fit the bill, we waited by the phone because, you know, there were no cell phones yet.
You had sex before marriage?
Shush.
Does your mother know this?
Shush. My mother listens to this podcast. And we checked the answering machine over and over to make sure that we didn't miss his call. Oh, the answering machine. And just that waiting built up anticipation and created a hotness that might not even existed. Subheading. Hot or not gets new meaning in our 30s and 40s. When and if we decide to couple or marry in our 30s or 40s, hot or not takes a big back seat. All of that seems to get put on the back burner as careers are started and kids are created and raised. Ain't nobody got time to be hot and bothered. That just means you have to take another shower and you're already running late. You know, we all just do the best we can. Hot revolved around a partner who offered to cook dinner or give the kids a bath and put them to bed. It's how he looked at his baby instead of how he looked at you that turns you on. So true. Sliding on those
jeans. For women, maybe.
Sliding on those jeans don't do it for you, but those cutoffs while mowing the grass, now that is a different story.
That's right. Put on my Daisy Dukes and mow the lawn.
What makes him hot during these years is that he's well organized and puts money into a retirement account and a college 529.
Woo!
Financial genius gets you hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's in for the long haul.
Planning ahead.
Subheading. The smoking hot 50s and beyond.
Oh my God.
You ready? So when the kids leave, both your role as wife and his role as husband changes. You have the same titles, but the jobs have changed. We may think we know this other person after all that we've been through, but when the object of your collective focus leaves for college, you may look at each other and see that person for the first time in a very long time. Who's this old man and how did he get here? I kid, sort of. When we get to this age and start this new chapter with career building and kid raising behind us, we're allowed to turn into kids ourselves again. Now, he may not have the hair of Sean Cassidy anymore. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But now he doesn't play hard to get. He is here. And you realize he's been here all along. Subheading, redefining your relationship in midlife. Now, the truth is, you never forget what you found hot about this person when they were younger. And he hasn't forgotten that about you. You just may have forgotten it about yourself. This time in life is when you're able to wash the backboard clean of all your midlife expectations and start over. Sit down and talk about what works for you now and what doesn't. Do you like it when he holds your hand? Well, then tell him. Experiment and reciprocate. Make time and get to know this person again. Learn something new about him every day. As much as you want him to take care of and love you, take care and love him.
Yeah.
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 None of us will ever be 17 or 25 or 40 again. Physical attributes that make us hot or not come and go. But when you're in love with the whole of another person, just a knowing look or a light brush of the hand across your back could be the biggest turn-ons of all. Now go get some. And happy Valentine's Day. All right, my friend.
That was funny.
Was it?
Yeah, it was funny. And then all of a sudden it became more about Valentine's Day and love at the end. I was I like the funny part.
Oh, can it be all that?
I guess it can be all that.
Yeah, well, this is a Valentine's Day special. So, yeah, hot and not. Hmm. You were hot. I mean, you were hot.
Maybe.
In fact, so hot that when we found that picture of you, you're probably, 20? And you're laying out on the beach?
Oh, in my Birdwell beach britches or whatever
they were. I don't know. I was like, wow, who's that young guy with all that hair? Laying on the beach. Yeah, I took that photo out of your mom's photo album and I put it in a frame and it's on my desk in my office.
And Kate sees it every time. She goes,
that's gross. I remember that kid.
Oh, me too.
Do you?
I remember feathering that hair.
I remember being younger too. Of course, you always feel old whatever age you are because you're not.
Right. If I could go back and I look at that body, I'm like, I was ashamed of my body back then.
Oh.
And I'm like,
smack yourself around.
I'm like, what?
You're hot.
Yeah, I was like, jeez.
You needed 54-year-old me to come back in time.
That's
and
right.
Tell that young guy how hot he is. Now, how weird would that be?
That would be weird.
That would be very weird. Hey, you don't know it, but you're going to get married to me? And we're going to have 2 children and be married for 26 going on 27 years. You'd be like, no!
What'd I do?
What did I do wrong?
Why are you punishing me?
No, it is hard to believe that it has been almost 27 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, it's true earlier what you were saying about, you know, playing hard to get. That's the easiest way to get a girl.
Yeah.
You just ignore them.
Yeah, a lot of guys in my past knew that game.
Well, you, and you especially fell for it.
Oh, every single time.
You wanted whatever you couldn't have.
It's still true.
Yeah.
You can still do that to me.
Oh, and I know. I know. That's what keeps it fresh.
Oh, yeah. Man. I remember when we weren't really even dating yet. We may have hooked up or something. And
we were hanging out. It was in pre-hanging out.
Like I said, we may have hooked up. And
are you talking about graduation?
Yeah, and then yeah. I wanted to see you again, and you were so elusive. So you know what I did?
Did you stalk me? I don't know.
Yeah, I started putting myself into places where I knew you would be.
You were stalking. See, that's stalking. That's a crime. Really. That's a crime now.
I wasn't really stalking. I wasn't like following you around
in
my car.
Think about it.
I would just show up at your work, you know. But you worked in a public place. I wasn't going to an office building.
I had other people do that too.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. That's how
says you.
That's how hot I was. Oh. Not.
Oh, and there is that why I get letters in the mail saying thank you for taking him
off the market.
That's funny. Oh, youth, being in love in youth and Valentine's Day. I remember when it used to be such a big thing. Now it's kind of like, I got to go buy a card.
I don't need a card.
I know you don't.
I know. I'm like, it's the biggest waste of money. It's like $5 for a card, you know, spend it on something else. Even flowers last longer than a card.
Yeah, I'm not a big flowers person.
I know you're not, but I still get them for you anyway.
Well, you know, you might not anymore because you always got me flowers because you were getting your mom some.
That's not true. Now I only have one person to shop for. So
yeah. I figure I won't get any flowers because your mom passed. Oh, so you're not going to get her flowers. That would be fine. No, I totally accepted that. That was fine.
So basically, I will get you one of your favorite sweets.
No, don't do
which
that.
Which is literally $1.84 bag of chocolate chips.
That's not my favorite. My favorite are Haribos.
Oh, that too. But that's like $1.84 too.
Yeah. Wow. Big spender.
Oh.
Guess what you're getting?
Unless I get the big bag, which is like, you know, $6. But I'm like, I wouldn't do that to you. Maybe $8. I don't know.
Ooh.
That's the jumbo bag?
That's a lot of Haribos.
I know. And they've got other colors in there other than
no,
the normals.
No, I don't like, no.
The, like
no.
The light blue ones?
No, I don't like all those. No.
I know. That's why I keep guessing.
Yeah.
I go to the low budget option, and that's what Leslie loves.
I'm that basic box of crayons. I'm good with those.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Give me six colors.
That's right. I just rotate them. Yeah. All right. So besides Valentine's Day, what else you got going on this week?
Oh, God, I don't know.
No.
I got lots of little home improvement projects going on.
Yeah.
And they're all, like, stalled and in progress because of defective parts.
Yeah. You can't do anything about that.
Nope.
Yeah. We may have to buy a new oven this weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I can't wait. That's fun. That's your Valentine's present, by the way.
Oh, is it? Oh, thank you.
Oh, besides your bike. Wait, yeah, you got a new bike.
I did get a new bike. I think we talked about that last time.
Yeah, but it wasn't ready. But now it's ready.
Is it ready?
Yeah, all I got is wrap the bars.
Well, that, it's not ready then.
It'll be ready this weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it is the weekend. So finish that beer and go down and finish that bike.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you know what Monday is, right?
The 13th?
The 13th. Do you know what February 13th is?
No.
It's Galentine's Day.
What?
Do you know what Galentine's Day is?
No.
It was made up by Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreation, where she gets her gal pals together and they celebrate each other, empower ladies, supporting ladies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You should look up a clip on that. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Are you doing that right now?
No, I was going to check out.
What are you checking out?
I'm just checking out the calendar.
That's a Monday, the 13th.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, all right, so yeah, I don't have anything else going on. It's just going to be a kind of a routine. We went to Florida last week. That was fun.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that. That was fun. I haven't laughed that hard playing a game in a long time, or even just laugh that hard in general.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was too short.
Shazam!
It was over before it started. Yeah. All right, everybody. We hope that you have a wonderful week. We hope you have a happy Valentine's Day. Hugs to everybody. And don't make anybody give you a card, because those cost money.
Right. And then you just throw them in the trash.
Just give hugs. There you go.
That's better.
You like that?
I like that.
Or write a note.
Yes, I know.
You don't have to write a note, because I don't want to hold you to anything.
I'll sign it to you.
Okay.
It may take a while.
Yeah.
And I may misspell a lot of words.
Right. Yeah, they can't see you.
Signing.
Oh. No. All right, everybody. Make sure to follow this podcast if you do not. And to do what, Mike?
Rate it. 5-star.
And review it.
5-star. I don't know. just review it.
Yeah, exactly. And we will see you again in 2 weeks. All right, everybody. See ya.